Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast. WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful but frigid Friday, December 5, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:13 a.m. and change. Well, closer to 9:14. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because we are blowing up our enemies. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but as nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right. That means they can't take it away. Granted to each individual by God. It couldn't be parceled out to groups. Freedom couldn't be controlled by government or government officials. Why? Because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it, because we're free to ignore them. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, with that essential preamble dispensed with, we can tell you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of the morning as we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And a quick mention, our friend John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, they are honoring three veterans today. Gerald Pambianco, Plains Township, Richard Rossi, Sugarloaf, and Joseph Palakar, Dixon City. We will not forget about our veterans, our brave veterans. So, Trump's coming to town Tuesday. I've heard a few rumors about where it would be, and some of them were head-scratchers, but that's good. And I'll tell you what, I say this, you guys, if you're familiar with the Patton Open that we do at the beginning of the program every day, it says the right place at the right time, okay, that I've been transported to, meaning me. And then, of course, at WILK. But it underscores, like, this is an effort. Because, I mean, look, people aren't paying attention. Some are willfully stupid. And to after 10 months, and see that, remember what the tariff argument was about? Democrats have been for tariffs forever. The tariff argument was to try to blame Trump and his policies for lingering Joe Biden inflation. And they did that, and successfully so, because people are starting to blame Trump and the Republicans. It's astonishing for the inflation that Biden and Democrat policies caused. It's insane. But it's true. And the old story was, they were telling Joe Biden, Joe Biden, don't go running around telling us that the economy's good. Because what is the economy? It's not today's paycheck. It's not, did I pay the bills today? There's some relief in that. It's what will I be doing a month, 2 months, 3 months from now? That uncertainty that the Biden policies, the Democrat Party policies caused, along with actual inflation, actual job insecurity, actual food insecurity for some people, skyrocketing rents. By the way, I said this all during that sickening disgrace, his presidency. You don't put 20 million people, new people, into a country and not expect housing costs, food costs, and everything else to go up, but housing costs in particular. They have to live somewhere. And give you a small example. Hotel Roosevelt, New York City. If they're filling dozens of hotels up with illegals, paying full freight, guess what? People visiting New York City are not staying there. And as those people leave those facilities, they have to rent somewhere. They have to live somewhere. And so rents go up. So it's all of this stuff that is going on, and you look at it and you say, you know, the Green New Deal. You saw your gas prices, your utility prices, everything skyrocketed because of the idiocy of the Democrat Party. And so, and their strategy, the affordability con job, is to lie to you and pretend they had nothing to do with it. And that, oh no, Trump's not cleaning up a mess. He's caused the problem. And hope that people will be either too stupid, and remember that they count on stupidity and ignorance to survive. Just like they count on, oh, okay, socialism really works. They count on people being stupid enough and short-sighted enough to say, oh, good, I get something for free? Not that it has failed and myself, to, you know, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, everything will be horrendous. So they count on short-sightedness and stupidity. And they're trying to tell you that Trump and his policies are the cause of the affordability crisis, which is mostly in people's minds, by the way. But if it's in their minds, it's a reality for them, period. And so if the media is lying to them, like there was a poll, and 58% actually said that gas prices went up. Could not be further from the truth. Couldn't be further from the truth. Gas prices going up. 58% said so. When they are, in fact, going down. And so you just say, you know what? I can't fight their perception. I've got to go with it. So Trump's going to go on the road. Where does he start? And I want you to feel important. I want you to know that this is ground zero for everything. And I've said it before, not just Pennsylvania, for everywhere. This is ground zero. Where does he start his affordability caravan? Northeast Pennsylvania. Please remember that. And I mean, you know, somebody said, well, of course you're going and you're going. No, let me say this. If the proper invitation was extended, I would be honored to go. But I've been doing this, you know, particularly when I was in office, going to presidential events and everything else for decades. And I would love to meet Trump, say hello, shake his hand. And by the way, if you haven't done that kind of thing, it's worth the experience. But it's not something that I'm trying to do. And that's just me. And I'm answering for me. If you haven't done it, or if you've done it and really, really enjoyed it, like the Trump rallies, do it. Do it. It's a great, I mean, it's America. It's everything. It's democracy. I've just reached a point in my time here on this little orb that I don't want to be inconvenienced. I just don't. Now, part of the other part of the problem on the affordability crisis, Trump oversold it. You see that lying scumbag, Hakeem Jeffries, he's saying, the Republicans promised to drop prices on day one. And prices have gone up. Well, they haven't. So, I mean, he'll put a lie with the truth. Yeah, Trump promised to drop prices on day one. Well, I would ask, President Trump, how the hell are you going to do that? You're not even in office. And he did say it, and he said it over and over and over again. So people thought he could do it. And people who want to be lied to, they'll think, yeah, well, he lied to us. Prices are going up. Well, they're not. But in any event, he's got to go on the road and explain it because he oversold what he could do. Now, the important thing to remember on this affordability con job, this is important. And anyone who wants to listen, who actually wants to reason, you tell them this. Republicans acknowledge that prices are high because of the Biden Green New Deal spending policies. Democrats pretend it never happened. I mean, they did while it was happening. They ignored it. Oh, it's transitory. It's this. It's that. It's not our fault. Democrats, their plan, and by the way, they don't have one, but their idea is to give taxpayers their own money to make things more affordable. That's what they'll do. They're going to give you your money to make things more affordable, which will, in the end, make things less affordable. Republicans, and it's going to take more than 10 months, but not much more. Republicans will reduce energy prices, regulations, help increase production of all kinds of products, offer opportunities for people to make more money, and also let them keep more of what they do earn with tax cuts. So either you want the government to print money to pretend they're making things more affordable by giving it to you, or you want actual conditions to improve. Your call. Hey, Kamala Harris got 50% of the vote. So people ain't that bright. Just remember that. We'll take a break and be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour. This day and every day is brought to you by John Basiliga. Just one of his great companies, because we're at the weekend. I can't even believe it. Basiliga Hospitality. I can't wait to get to at least two of these places this weekend. Three great bar restaurants. The Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, Route 307. Far Street Tavern. On Far Street, in the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. The Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Gorgeous, comfortable, great service, fun, and great food. Joseph Palikar. We lost him at age 82, November 11th. He was from Dixon City. He died unexpectedly at home. Born in Peckville, he was a member of St. Carlo Acutis Parish at St. Patrick's Church, Oliphant. He was a graduate of Dixon City High School. He served all of us, and I'll bet most of you never knew it. In the U.S. Army from 1962 to 1965, during the start of the Vietnam War. He was employed before retirement as a welder and pipe fitter at Chamberlain Manufacturing in Scranton. He enjoyed hunting and fishing with his constant companion, his dog Buddy. He was survived by his children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and other family members. Preceded in death by sisters, a brother, and other family members as well. Joseph Palikar, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunshine this morning with increasing clouds in the afternoon, high 28. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25. Saturday, partly sunny. It'll get back to closer to normal, 35. Sunday, partly sunny, high 35. 16 degrees outside the studio as I speak.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I can't. Those story songs of the 50s and 60s, I can't get enough of them. I haven't heard this one forever. December 5, 1964, Murph goes into the archives. Actor Lorne Greene, and you'll know him from Bonanza. And then he was in some, I don't know, some one of these. He was the captain of some ship in a Star Trek knockoff. But Lorne Greene had not only the number one hit, but also the number one easy listening hit with Ringo, this date, 1964. That you can't, I mean, you can't, how fantastic. Hey, next Thursday, the 11th, noon, right here, we're going to have Matt Birkbeck. He's the author of The Quiet Don, The Life We Chose, The Wicked, the upcoming The Bookie. He's written about area subjects, now spreading out into novels. Unbelievable. He'll be here in our event space, 305 Route 315, Pittston Township. A book signing, discussion, all of that, which I'll be hosting. Now, the way to get in on it, you go to WILKNewsRadio.com. So instead of pressing watch to look at my smiling moon face, you go to contests and events. And then once you get to contests and events, you go to events. And scrolling down, you'll see the book signing at WILK Studios, hosted by Bob Cordaro. And you go to the bottom of that, you enter your email address, submit, and you've got a reservation. I'm going to work on something where you could call in, too, because I know a lot of us are not. Battlestar Galactica, Lorne Greene was in. Thank you. A lot of us are not as literate with the computer as we would like to be, so we'll come up with an alternative as well, but there's only room for so many people, so we would love for you to come. I'd love to hang around with you in person. I love hanging around with you every day, but in person would be even nicer, so looking forward to all of that next Thursday at noon here at the studios. Now, one of the trolls says, Bob, coffee is up, lumber is up, Christmas lights strand, $44, everything is higher with tariffs. That's a lie. That's a lie. And by the way, you're a troll. You're a liar. I don't know why you're a liar. I don't know why you're compelled to be a liar. But he lies to me every day, so it's what it is. Mark Mayer asking, was that Ben Cartwright? Yes, it was, Lorne Greene. Ben Cartwright. There's a funny this is a funny discussion. One of the best movies, one of the funniest movies of all time is called Tin Men. Danny DeVito, Richard Dreyfuss, and a lot of other really good characters. It's about aluminum siding salesmen in the 60s. And they have this discussion at the diner where they would start their day about Lorne Greene and the cast. Every son, they all look different. They're all the same age. They're all 50. How could he be the father of all these kids? But yeah, that was Lorne Greene for Ringo. But yeah, it is a lie. Now, just because it's a Democrat, in fact, the fact that it's the Democrat strategy to say that tariffs are driving prices proves it's a lie, just by itself. But the Federal Reserve, every economic study that has ever been done Tariffs do not cause inflation. Period. It's what is. And Trump's tariffs haven't been in effect long enough. I'll ask you, troll. How long do you think it takes from ordering Christmas lights? Because, by the way, if it's not tariffed, if it's made in this country, then you're lying completely. But let's say the Christmas lights are made in China. The tariffs were imposed roughly March. Additional tariffs. And then they were on, they off, all that, strategic negotiations. How long from when Kmart, well, I'm dating myself, Walmart has ordered the Christmas lights to when that order gets to China, to they get the materials to make the Christmas lights, then they manufacture the Christmas lights, and then they're shipped over here. How long do you think that process takes? So you want to be a dummy-crat, be a dummy-crat. But you don't know what you're talking about. You're just repeating and regurgitating. It's scary. Coffee prices, also different. Depends on so many factors. We know the cost of transporting them is down. All goods, including coffee. Beef is another. You've got essentially an historic reduction in beef herds. Why? Because the Biden administration and the left-wing lunatics said, we're going to discourage beef production because cows fart. And it creates greenhouse gases. And we're all going to die in 3 years because of cows and people who like to eat beef. So please, stop the lying. Stop the bull spit. But no, keep feeding it to me because you're too stupid to change your mind. In light of fact, truth, and reality, you don't live there. We do. So, and as someone says, Bob, prices don't increase dramatically in one day. They don't go down drastically in one day either. Prices have been getting progressively better since Dipspit has gotten out of office. Yep. Again, the problem, somebody texts in, the problem with what the president said was that he meant on day one he would start the process to lower prices. It was the way he said it. And how stupid people are. Prices don't increase dramatically, and so on. So, the facts are this. Donald Trump's on and off tariffs have not caused inflation. Period. Anything to the contrary is false. Number two. The hangover from Democrat policies, including the Green New Deal, which dramatically raised the cost of everything, from the massive deficit spending of the Biden administration, which devalued your dollar by printing because more were printed, is being corrected. The other part of it was the Biden economy was floating along because of government spending. The jobs creation, which had to be adjusted to the tune of 800,000 less, was all in the government sector and all to foreign-born. All the job growth during the Biden administration. So they're recovering. We are recovering from the Biden administration. And if, by the way, not to say Trump hasn't helped this along by exaggerating. But the reality is we've got a Biden Democrat policy hangover. And amazingly, the Democrats, without any problem, by the way, they don't even think about the truth. Talk about, I loved it. Chuck Schumer is worth $70 million. How? Nobody knows. Insider trading and God knows what else. Corruption. He's worth $70 million. Talk about Donald Trump not knowing what it's like to go to a grocery store. Not knowing what it's like to pay higher prices. $70 million. Yeah. Okay. Great. Unbelievable. Hey, we'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, we'll be back. The Rolling Stones. Murph said they moved up to number 6 this date, 1964. Now think of it. Lorne Greene and Ringo is number 1. The Rolling Stones are number 6. Same day. I find that humorous. And then, of course, the Gold Rush of 49. That's why the... If most of you know, that's why they're the San Francisco 49ers. Okay? Gold Rush basically helped jumpstart the creation of and development of California. So here's the thing. We know this, and it's sad. Lee tells me lumber, and I should check with my brother at Dunmore Lumber. He said it's the cheapest now that it's been in a long time. Well, let me say this. Lumber, and whatever, you could pick a specific thing. They go up and down depending upon a lot of factors. What is overall inflation, number one? And what are the things that the Democrats were screaming about, like eggs? Now, somebody says that egg prices aren't the greatest either, but they're half of what they were when Trump got into office. Admittedly, some of the problem on the egg front was not Biden's fault either, but a lot of it was. Not only for the energy costs, transportation costs, feed costs that he made explode, that the Democrats made explode. I hate to blame Biden because he's just a useless piece of spit. He was a puppet for Democrats' sick, twisted ideology. But anyway, they caused the problem with eggs, and then they killed millions, indiscriminately killed millions, or had killed millions of chicken or of egg laying chickens. Tens of millions. So their policies in response to a disease, an Aryan disease, avian rather. So their policies double whammied you on eggs. Trump allowed for importation of eggs. And all of a sudden, the people in America said, well, we better start producing. And they've overcome that. But it's half the price. It's just like gas. People are saying, 58% of the people surveyed said gas went up. Well, it obviously didn't. So what are you going to do? I mean, but you've got to remember this. No matter what you do. Not with the trolls and the dummycrats, but with normal people who are open and thinking, but aren't political and may not be paying close attention. With those people, don't tell them things are the opposite of what they're perceiving. Biden went down that road, didn't work out too well. Donald Trump, Republicans, don't go down that road. Start talking about what you're doing and repeat it over and over and over again because you've got to get through the media filter. The left-wing media filter is not going to report the truth. They're not going to report the facts. So you've got to get through that media filter by repeating over and over and over again. Those of us who pay close attention and are open-minded to either criticize or praise the Trump administration and its policies, we're getting sick of a lot of things he's saying. But please remember who the actual audience is. It's the swing voter who is low information and doesn't want to be immersed in political discussions and policy debates. They just don't. But they determine elections. Remember that. The Democrats, the idiots, the people who want to listen to lies like that Kamala Harris is qualified to be president, there's nothing you can do about them. We've got to save them along with ourselves and our country. We'll save them from themselves. That's what we'll do. Oh, way over. 10:03. That's what my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me. So we got to go. It's news time. We'll be back after that.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.